ask, and it already exists. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Ask, and it already exists. Jesus told his disciples and everyone who came to him that they should go within to the Father, and the Father, who hears them always, will answer them. For he has already answered them, for he has already known whatever it is that they desire. And this is true for all of us. The divine in us already knows exactly what it is that we would like to have. It already knows through the finest nitpicking little thing of what it is that we want. Whenever we pray and whenever we ask for things, whenever we seek out things, they already exist. Because if they didn't exist, we couldn't ask for them. We wouldn't have the thought in our head to ask for them. So you ask for wholeness, for healing for yourself. You have a cold. Now that's a very simple thing, but all things can become very complex if you would let them. But it's a very simple thing, and you have this cold and you cough, and you say to yourself, oops, I have a cold. Whoops, I'm going to have it for 7 days. Whoops, it's going to be this and that and the other thing. Whoops, and we name it, we claim it, and we experience it. Could we train ourselves to do, again, as the words of Jesus, it is done unto us according to our belief, could we train ourselves the moment we sensed a cold coming on in our system, could we train ourselves to instantly saying, I'm whole and perfect? Could we instantly train ourselves to say, I am divine. This is a divine body. Everything about this body is wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. Everything about this body is beautiful. Anytime any little pain comes along, I immediately say, hey, knock it off. I'm whole and perfect. Anytime any little attention comes for any physical thing that needs understanding or needs to be taken care of, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. And if this is what we do, if this is how we respond when life brings its vicissitudes to us, if this is how we respond, then we are master. Then we are truly in charge of our bodies. However, if we don't do that, if we say to ourselves, whoops, I've got a problem, then whoops, I've got a problem. We name it and claim it. We empower it. We say to ourselves, but I must pay attention when these things come along. No, you must not. And that's just it. If you read up all about the diseases of mankind, you'll find they're tremendous. If you read up all about the sicknesses that a person can have, it is just outrageous. It is just, it fills books and books and books and books. In fact, the medical textbooks are extremely large and very detailed and very ordinary small print in a lot of pages. Boy, oh boy. And I'm not saying this bad. I'm just saying wherever we put our attention, that is where we have our experience. Now, let's just take you or me. Let's just take me, for instance. I'm living in this world, and I'm having all of these opportunities to know about illnesses and know about the problems of the world. And I have all these opportunities right in front of me. And I'm aware of them. Oh, I must be aware of what's going on. And I'm aware of them. We experience them just as we're aware of them. We experience them. Maybe not as much because we are a little aloof to them, but we experience them. When Jesus was walking down the roads of his world, there were people sitting on the side of the road who had all diverse diseases. Oh my goodness, they had everything under the sun. And they did not feel good at all. And Jesus just walked right by them. He did not stop and heal these people. He did not stop and change these people. He did not stop and do anything to these people. He just went on his way. And he looked at the beautiful flowers, and he looked at the trees, and he looked at everything around him. And it's only when it was brought to his attention that he must do something about it, only then did he say, "It is done unto you according to your belief." And he would say to them, "What do you want of me? What wouldst thou of me? I can see nothing wrong with you. I can only see you as I see myself, whole and perfect." Jesus never had any problem that has come to our attention, and he probably just never had any problem because he didn't choose to have that in his life. Oh, he had a major problem, but that was not a problem. That was a decision on his part. We all make decisions. He didn't have to participate in the crucifixion. He could have been invisible to it, as he had been. They didn't know where he was. His disciple had to point him out. He could have been completely free of any of those negative experiences, but he chose to take that as part of the work that he was doing, to get the message that he was teaching across. Now, did the message get across any better? Not really. Did it really matter that the message got across? Not really. What was the main thing that Jesus could have done? He could have been himself and had fun, but he had a mission to do. Nobody has a mission to do. That's the silliest thing in the world. I have a calling to be a minister. I have a calling to be a teacher. I have a calling to do. You do not. You have an interest in doing it. He had an interest in teaching and sharing and being the way shower. That was his interest. He could have changed his interest at any time, as all of you and I do. We have changed our jobs many times. Every couple of years we change to a different job. Oh, not everybody, that's true. A lot of people stay with it for a lifetime. 25, 30 years, wow, yes. Ah, yes, but so be it. Think about it. Just think about it, truly. Until I started the University of Healing, back in 1948 is when I first thought about it and worked on it and developed it. And in 1975, we incorporated it. Until that happened, I had been having jobs 2 years here, 2 years there, various things, and it was wonderful. And when I found what I wanted, now it's over 30 years that I am working with the University of Healing and having a joyous, happy, wonderful time. Oh, it has its ups and downs, but mostly it has its ups, and it has its ups because they're my choices. My choices, and it's wonderful. But you see, that's such as with the world of Jesus, too. Before he was 30 years old, he did his own thing. He was just having a ball. He was just doing whatever pleased him. We understand he was a carpenter, but we have no proof of that. He probably was a wanderer, traveling around, doing different things. But in any event, when he was 30, he decided to be a minister. And for 3 years, he had an interesting ministry. Very dynamic, very powerful, because he prepared himself very well to be the true example of what he believed. And because he prepared himself so well to be that true example, he could not see anyone with problems. He could not see anyone with faults. Everything that happened, he saw with its real purpose in mind. And so it is with you and with me. As we keep our thoughts so pure, as we keep our eyes so clear on exactly where we want to go and what we want to accomplish, we accomplish it beautifully and wonderfully and powerfully, and it is a wonderful journey. So, if you like, you can join with me this day in living in the true consciousness of the great Master Teacher, who was the way, the truth, and the life, and he said that we are too. And as we live in this awareness, as we live in this consciousness, great and wonderful things happen in our life. And life is wonderful. So, today, proclaim that, "What wouldst thou of me? I can see only the truth. I can see only the purity. I can see only the right action. I can see only the love, the right beingness of all. That's all I know, and that's all I am. When you do that, that's all you are too. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.